Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, social media expert extraordinaire, and we're talking about that very topic right now. Google is, what are they doing with the security sites?
Lots of new changes.
Now, this issue that you're going to report now, I thought had been going on for a long time.
It has been going on for a long time, and that issue is that Google wants the people to get a SSL certificate, which stands for Secure Sockets Layer,
right.
SSL certificate, which you get through, you know, your
network
hosting
solutions.
Environment.
I bought
your
mine from Network Solutions,
your domain.
I gave it to my developers, and they put it on the site, and now we have a security
site. Right, and that means that yours site is secure when you're passing data back and forth. Well, mm-hmm. Google's been trying to get people to move to being a more secure environment for a long time. And so now, as of July 2018, they are saying, okay, in the Chrome browser, if you don't have an HTTPS site, meaning it's secure, then they're going to flag it as not secure when they deliver your mm-hmm. Results. So somebody's doing a search on something and they go to a website and they put in a website that they want to go to and it's not, you know, it doesn't have the SSL certificate. It's going to pull up a little screen from Chrome that says not secure, which is going to hurt all those
right.
businesses. So
well, are they going to rank it the same? Are they going to rank it the same? Years ago, when we first started working on this.
No, it's not going to rank. No, yeah. They've already
moved you down on the ranking,
so,
haven't they?
They've already moved you down on the ranking scale. But now the thing that they're hoping will really bite everybody is to say, okay, if we say it's not secure, then nobody's going to come to your site because they're going to be worried. But they did, you know, with the ranking, they've already helped a lot. They now have over 68% of Chrome traffic that is protected on Android and Windows, and over 78% of Chrome traffic on the Chrome OS and Mac is now protected.
Well, we've had our websites protected for a couple of years now. But you got to buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not inexpensive. You got to buy it.
Yeah.
It's $100 or so. I've forgotten what it is. But then you got to renew it every year.
Yes.
This is not
so
when you buy it. It's not like it's going to last forever. You got to keep it updated.
Absolutely. But you know, now it's going to affect your you know, people seeing whether you're secure or not secure. So now Google's doing other stuff.
Well,
they are.
Well, this is something I was just pointing out. The they're blocking spammy ads, as they call it, but only the ones that they don't like, not necessarily their own, right?
That's true. But they're really trying to get rid of all those websites that are just stuffed with all ads, that there's really no content. Or I don't know if you've seen it, but a lot of the different news sources, the alternative news sources you go to, you'll see a post on Facebook and you go there and there's like a paragraph, if that, of content and the rest is all ads.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are spammy type of ads.
Right.
And it says that, I mean, and they just started this, but they've noticed there's been about a 42% of sites that the company has warned that they were going to be doing this. And so people are going to feel the effect.
Right, right.
Well, it's pretty interesting.
And I'll tell you, folks, that as you see these giants, Facebook and all their properties, Microsoft and all their properties, Google and all their properties, all their partners and units, as you see them having all this new digital power, this digital leverage, and as they start competing against each other, they're going to continue to define deviancy down, as Patrick Moynihan said once, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, senator from New York. They're going to continue to go to, they're not going to raise their game. They're going to lower their game. And there's a couple of terms I want people to think about, Kathy. It's called post hoc and ut prius. Post hoc means after the fact. So you and I both know that if you click on a link and you go to a website looking for a product, that if later on you go to another website and that product sort of follows you over there.
They're following you around.
Right. Well, we may think that's creepy, but we allow it because that's called post hoc, meaning it happened. You sort of tacitly gave them permission to do that after you had already been there. You chose an option, and they're taking advantage of it. But there's another way that I'm predicting is going to happen, and it's called ut prius, before the fact, where they know something about you before you tell them about it, and they use that to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's already happening.
Well, but not as much as I'm worried about. Anyway, it's going to
be more,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Kathy, I need your website again, please.
KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, KP, and I will be right back. I'm JB. Stay with us.
Big old Buick and a big old sky, wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.